Hare Krishna, Pranabalabha Das is asking about questions, namely how to ask questions. And it's an interesting point that's been either asked before that I've responded to or that I've spoken on myself. And of course we have our Krishna Acharyas, our Acharyas are asking questions, the role models are there, Arjun, Parikshit Maharaj, Vidura, these personalities who really set an example for us as to what it means to really pose a question. And of course, one really important aspect, something that's important, begins with the attitude, tadhihi paripatena parikrishnina sivaya upadikshantita jnanam jnaninastatta darshana. The understanding transcendental knowledge is not just about getting the information to your question. It's also about getting the blessings, and by the blessings and the wishes, then that information that you get, it becomes realized, or at least realizable. And therefore, it's not just any old way that one can get an answer to the question. One has to do it in the right way. The other is that we see that devotees, when they're asking, they're, number one, they really follow what has already been said earlier. And so they're tuned in to what their guru has said. And their answers are very well informed. They're not philosophically defective, and they require further clarification, but they're knowledgeable. Hare Krishna, excuse me, we just had a break here, looking for a break because we had a break in. Looking for Srimati Radharani's crown because last night there was a mouse in here and he dragged my electrolytes onto Radha Damodar's altar and started chewing him up over there, knocked over a little Shalagram, little Damodar Shila. Anyway, now it's found. So the questions are also really well informed, and of course one thing that devotees can do when they're on a podcast is there's a library of topics to see if that question has been answered. Does it need to be asked again? Or does it require further elaboration from another perspective? It's possible. And then, of course, the other thing is that questions should be concise, well expressed, to the point. There's two kinds of sort of rambling that goes on. One is when someone's not really quite sure what it is that he's asking, but he or she just sort of rambles on and on and on and on, and you're supposed to decipher what that means. And the other one is when someone doesn't really have a question, but is actually giving an impromptu class and just goes on and on and on with their philosophy and so on. So of course none of those are really followed in line with Arjun and other questionnaires. So how to ask questions. And of course the real bottom line is to think. To think things well, think things through, formulate things nicely, and present them like that. questions are well placed, to the point, very relevant, and of course, relevant while in the lecture, relevant to what's being said in the lecture rather than coming from some other topic, then it really inspires the speakers, and that's what we also see, that lectures inspire speakers. Hare Krishna.